I wanted to start with something you said last time we spoke that I really liked. You said, and you're going to see me cribbing my notes here so I get it exactly right, but you said that your job is opening children's minds and souls to music. What are some of the most exciting ways you have been able to do that since we last spoke with the new season?
Different opportunities for the children, certainly working with them on a weekly basis, helping them discover these beautiful voices inside themselves. But we've had phenomenal experiences for them to participate in performances. Recently, we received an invitation from Maestro James Conlon to be a part of the Britain 100 Festival. We sang Britain's seminal work, the War Requiem, which has an important message for all of us about pacifism. Thank you. We're currently involved in an opera, Billy Budd, at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. So remarkable experiences for these children to share their singing with others.
I hadn't heard of the Britain 100 Festival before.
It was a citywide festival celebrating the 100th birthday of Benjamin Britten, and his works have been performed throughout the city. And he was such a brilliant composer and loved treble voices and wrote beautifully for them.
Oh, what an amazing experience that had to be. Looking over your material, I also see that your young men's ensemble got to sing with the Harvard Glee Club recently.
The Harvard Glee Club was on tour to the West Coast, and we've had a wonderful collaboration with Harvard over the last several years. And our young men and Harvard Glee sang together, one of the newest organizations for young men from LACC, and of course the historic Harvard Glee. And so many of the Harvard Glee men said, oh, I wish in high school I'd had a group like this where I could really have sung. And our young men were inspired by the repertoire and the voices and the commitment of the Harvard Glee as well. So it was a wonderful concert.
In fact, we should mention that the young men's ensemble is unique. I have not heard of another one like this. Would you tell me a little bit about what they do?
Well, we began 4 years ago an ensemble for boys whose voices were changing from the treble range to the new lower range. And it was pretty much an experiment. Not very many people had done it. We found the most fabulous conductor, who was very sensitive to the health of the voice at this age, Dr. Stephen Kronauer. And he's done a fantastic job of not only helping these boys through this transition, but helping the young men as just be willing to explore and accept change in their lives as well.
What do they have to keep in mind? Because I know that when we were growing up, the idea was once the voice changed and cracked, you couldn't sing.
Well, there are some who still believe that, but most people now in vocal experts believe that it's important to continue to sing through the change. And yeah, some days that note's going to be there, and maybe tomorrow morning that note won't be there. But just to keep the voice working through that unique time in their lives seems to help make that transition go more smoothly.
I love that they focus on dealing with the way that life is changing, in addition to how the voice is changing.
Steve is phenomenal at setting up an environment in rehearsals that's supportive of every person, no matter where their voice is in its development. And the boys working together, they all certainly understand what it's like. Some of the older boys are further along through that change, and their voices feel really comfortable for them, and accepting those who are in a little bit sooner and earlier in that process.
I was also kind of intrigued to see that they, and I hope I'm going to say the name right, they got the opportunity in February to sing with a leading Cuban men's group. Please help me with this. It's the No Name Choir, but I can't say it in Latin.
It's Sine Nomine.
Sine Nomine.
Very good. A remarkable experience. Just 8 men who sing a repertoire that we think of hearing with soprano and alto voices sung by women, tenor and bass by men. But they have 4 men who have developed their upper voices beautifully. They did a wide variety of repertoire from very old sacred pieces to really fantastic, intricate Cuban repertoire as well. And it was an amazing cultural exchange for our boys to learn about the Cuban experience, where everyone in the culture seems to sing. We talked a little bit about political freedom and the lack of it in Cuba, and how wonderful it is in this country. And some wonderful friendships were formed, and don't know if we could travel to Cuba, but we're certainly thinking of it and hoping for it.
That had to be interesting for the young men hearing about political freedom and lack thereof when they've grown up in Southern California.
We're so used to having freedom as just you know, in so many areas of our lives. And to, I think the boys really developed a sensitivity to what it must be like to live in a culture where that's not supported and encouraged. And I think they have a deeper appreciation of what we've achieved in this country.
That seems to be a theme here. A lot of the things that you do with Los Angeles Children's Chorus is the young people are traveling, they're exploring, both actually exploring, literally and metaphorically, and they come out, I think, with a lot more appreciation just from what you've told me in the past.
Well, along with all the musical goals we hope to achieve with the children, we want them to be curious about the world and to learn to look with curiosity at everything, at the texts that they study, the songs they sing, you know, the way they make choices in their lives, too.
Which, now that people have heard about what they have been doing, they're probably going to be curious about what's coming up for the Los Angeles Children's Chorus. What are you planning currently?
Well, as I mentioned, we're currently in performance with the Los Angeles Opera doing Billy Budd, so there's several more performances left. Love to have people there. We host our own concerts, our culminating concerts at the end of the year, May 11th and the 18th. We'll find us at Pasadena Presbyterian Church, singing concerts at 7 p.m. And both of those concerts will feature pieces that have just been written for voices, for children and young people's voices. The young men will be premiering two pieces by Sean Kirchner on Robert Burns texts. And our intermediate choir will feature the commission of a Canadian composer on a lovely French folk song. So we'd love to have people attend there. Our young men, before they head off on their tour to Alaska this year, will sing a concert on June 19th. And concert choir, before they travel abroad, will be doing a concert on June 29th. And if everybody's in town in July, the end of July 27th, we'll be at the Hollywood Bowl. Gustavo Dudamel will be conducting Pagliacci, the wonderful opera, and it has a portion for young children's voices, and we can't wait to learn and to perform that work.
That is going to be an absolutely incredible concert. A lot of people just heard you say Billy Budd will be wondering about the dates. What dates will be continuing with the Dorothy?
I don't have those right at my fingertips, but this coming Saturday, next Thursday, and then culminating on March 16th will be the final performances. So, but they could check the LA Opera website and find those dates as well.
I can give those out after our break here.
Perfect.
As well. What about the performances that are going to be happening at the annual concert? You mentioned the commissioned works. What are some of the traditional, in addition, works that you're going to be performing?
Well, as our theme this year is Legacies Unleashed, and as we studied Benjamin Britten's works, we also looked at the historic English repertoire that informed Benjamin Britten, and we also have been looking at the wonderful choral tradition that we've inherited from Germany. So this spring we're learning pieces by Bach, by Mendelssohn, Brahms, and Haydn, along with some wonderful English madrigals that we'll be singing as well. So it is a very broad diversity of repertoire this spring.
As you were going to be doing that at 7 o'clock on the 11th and the 18th of May, if I have it correctly, at Pasadena Presbyterian Church. And there are going to be student discounts and also faculty discounts, possibly?
Absolutely. We welcome all of you to attend.
So lachildrenschorus.org, if I remember correctly.
Absolutely. That's our website.
Yeah. LosAngelesChildrensChorus.org. We'll be back in just a moment here. We've got a couple minutes before the break, so we may have to continue when we come back. But I have been curious, when you plan something as large as the yearly concert, what are we talking about in terms of preparation? When do you have to get started?
Well, we've already have our next season is completely planned, so we're working on the season 2 years from now. So we're usually ahead in building our ideas about what the children might benefit from 24 to 30 months ahead when we actually see them the very first time in rehearsal.
How do you, as artistic director, do that with the main vision and your teaching? If I remember correctly, two groups. What's an average workday like for you?
Average work day is not exactly how I define my day. It's the week varies greatly. The things that are structured, of course, are the rehearsals that I have on Sundays and Tuesdays. But then the rest of the week is spent studying the repertoire, preparing for those rehearsals, meeting with other artists to get interesting ideas from them, reading what's going on in the artistic scene in Los Angeles and New York to get ideas. Just trying to keep alive as an artist and curious.
Living your dream is what I have just heard you say.
Pretty much.
What is the best part of that dream working with the children? What's been one of your absolute favorite moments this past season that you've seen a dream come to life?
Well, this season, with our emphasis on Britain, I think the opportunity to study the War Requiem brought us remarkable experiences. The piece that Benjamin Britten wrote really questions how not only violence in war, but violence in human relationships. And the children and I were challenged to find, both in the text and in the music, moments of tension, certainly, and then how Benjamin Britten encouraged us to look with kindness and humanity towards everyone. In this piece, a German soldier and an English soldier sing, and all the way through the entire work, they sing separately until at the very end. And then they sing this amazing duet about how troubled they are to be at war with each other and how they as individuals wished it hadn't happened. So it was a very striking text that challenged us to think about how the world could be and how we in our friendships want to be as well.